Mr. Ed Soderberg, please. Thank you, thank you. Okay, so, excuse me, I'm getting over a cold. I've been up here twice before over the course of the last year. I think the first story I did was how someone did my knee in over Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
And the other story was erectile dysfunction over Dungeons and Dragons stress. So this story was going to be a little bit different. I have notes on it. It was like two-thirds story, one-third tribute. I'm kicking out the story. I'm just leaving the tribute. So before I talked about things that happened in the past that shaped me, and I'm very kind of stubborn and set in my ways as a person. However, there's someone I met this year who probably changed me more than anyone else. I told them recently of the five meaningful conversations I've had all year. Two of them were with this person, and I came out of them like changed. I actually changed my personality. It changed the way I would deal with things. It changed the way I was going to act in a situation. And ultimately, I did things, God, this sounds terrible about that story. I did things that I'd never done before and never thought I was going to do. It's Eric Garneau. And so like I said, you know, two of the five meaningful conversations I've had this year have been with Eric. And what sets Eric apart from most people, I think, is when you're talking with someone, they're either going to... What? So I just will be looking for you. Eric, what sets you apart from most people is in a conversation where most people will either kind of just wank you off agreeing with you or kind of vindicate their own point of view on things just by forcing it down your throat. Eric simultaneously is one of the most supportive people I've ever met, as well as being the most brutally honest, and you don't get those together. Yeah, this is making you uncomfortable. I can
keep doing it, that's fine.
So I had a couple conversations with him this year, and they changed me. I think, okay, I won't put it all on you. In small part because of Eric, this has been one of the happiest years of my life. Nothing's really changed superficially, but a lot has changed about how I look at things, how I, what I do, how I do things, how I think about them. And, okay, so redacted. And I couldn't believe I would ever redact it, but I did. With my balls in my throat, I just redacted. And I was thinking of Eric the whole time. So I think Eric Garneau, I think the role he has in this is kind of indicative of his role in a lot of people's lives on a broader scale. He's supportive, you know, selfless to me. He's always treated me like a prince. He's insightful enough, as well as kind of bold and steady enough that you can lean on him and really get some insight out of him that's worthwhile. And I'm a happier person for knowing him. I've really known him for like a year now. I knew him before. But because of this, I get a chance to see him at least once a month and talk with him afterwards when we're both a little bit drunk. But yeah, so to Eric Garneau.
Let me tell you why Ed and I started hanging out, because I think there's an instructive lesson for everyone who is a performer. I met Ed at a mutual friend's housewarming party, and he made a joke about jizzing in my beard, which is fine for me, because I'm not easily offended. But that was kind of the basis of our Facebook friendship, and then we didn't see each other for a long, long time. And then because I would always post about Nerdalog shows, Ed was like, you know, I'm going to come check one out. The show he came to happened to be the first recording we did a year ago, so that's very fitting. And because Ed came to this show, and I hate to toot my own horn, but Ed just did it. I'm like, you know what? I owe Ed. So I'm going to go and go to shows that Ed is going to because he's cool as hell and he came to my shit, so I should spend some time with him. And so I think the month of December, like every fucking Sunday, we went to a show. And it wasn't a show either of us were in. It was just a show we wanted to enjoy. So I can't stress this enough, because comedy, which I'm only a minor part of, but I was in a band too, I know what this world is like. You need your friends who do the same thing as you to go to your shit. Go to their shit too. Be a good friend. Don't just promote and think that you're more important than they are or whatever. Not that that's your conscious thought, but I think a lot of people are like, well, I don't need to go to their stuff, they'll still come to mine. It's give and take, right? So thank you, Ed, for getting me to go out and do shit with you, and you're one of my best friends. So thank you so much. All monologues from this point on must be about me.